joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoah. Anna Bekoah, Gedula Chimincha. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Saharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sentet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin Barchem Tacharim Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Etkuf Bet Tedunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pnei Zochre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pnei Zochre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tiakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadi yudta. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoah, we say in a whisper, Baruch shem kufav pokotav le'ed. We will begin with a l'shem yichud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Liakda Lashem Yud He Bovavhe The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limun Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Dena Kunane Elena Maseya Dena Kunanehu. Today we are connecting and studying the fifth Aliyah, which starts with Genesis chapter 46, verse 8, and completes with verse 27. This is a total of 20 verses. And as we discussed earlier this week, the 20 verses represents the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of returning light. It also represents the number of sephirot within the male and female combination or unification. Verse 8. Ve'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael ha'bayim mitzrayma Yaakov uvana b'kor Yaakov Reuven uvnei Reuven chanoch upalu b'chetron v'karmi uvnei Shimon Yemuel v'yamin v'yochad v'yakin v'tzohar v'shaul ben ha-kenanit uvnei Levi Gershon k'echad umrari uvnei Yehuda er v'yonan v'sheila waferet Bizarach Viamat Erion Dan Beeretskinan Bayu Vene Feret Hatsron Vichamul Uvne Yisaskar Tolaufu Wawayo Shimron Uvne Zebulun Sered ve'elon ve'achlel ele b'nei Lea asher yalda le'Yakov ve'padan aram ve'et dina bito kol nefesh banav uvnotav shaloshim v'shalosh Uvne Gad Sifyon v'chagi shuni v'yetzpon eri v'yarodi v'yareli Uvne Asher Yimna v'yishra v'yishve v'yishvi uriya v'serach achotam uvne feria chever umalki el ele b'nei zilpa asher natan lavan lelea bito v'teled et leleyakov shesh esrei Nafesh B'nei Rachel Eshet Yaakov Yosef U'Binyamin Ve'yivaled Le'Yosef Be'eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yalda Lo Asnat Bat Potifera Kohen On Et Menashe, v'et Ephraim, uvnei Binyamin, v'la na'wa v'ker, v'ashbel geira, v'na'an man aichi, v'arosh miyubim, v'chupim v'yard. Ele b'nei Rachel, asher yulad le'Yakov, kol nefesh arba'ah asar, uvnei Dan, ushim, uvnei Naphtali, Yatzel, Asher Natan Lavan Lirachel Bito Ateled et Eile Leyakov Kol Nefesh Shiva Kol HaNefesh Haba'a Leyakov Mitzrayma Yotzei Yereko Milvad Neshevin Yaakov Kol Nefesh Shim V'Shesh Uvnei Yosef Asher Yulad Lob Mitzrayim Nefesh Shenayim Kol HaNefesh Levet Yaakov Ba'a Mitzrayma Shivim. We've completed the Hebrew. We'll begin to study the English translation. Verse 8, and these are the names of the children of Israel who were coming to Egypt. Jacob and his sons. Jacob's firstborn was Reuben. And the sons of Reuben were Hanoch and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. And the sons of Shimon were Yemuel, Yamin, Ohad, Yachin, and Zohar, and Saul, the son of the Canaanites. The son of the Canaanites. And the sons of Levi were Gershon, Kehat, and Merari. Obviously, the son of the Canaanites was not a woman who was not Jewish. And the sons of Levi were three, the Gershon, Kehat, and Merari. And the sons of Judah were Er and Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. Now Er and Onan had died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar were Tola, Huva, Lob, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Yaelil. These are the sons of Leah that she bore to Jacob in Padam Aram, and Dinah his daughter. All the souls of his sons and daughters were 33. And the sons of God were Siphion, Haggai, Shuni, and Ezron, Eri, Arodi, and Arilai. Going back to verse 15, we have to ask, why was it necessary to number the children and grandchildren of Leah, but not the other three mothers? And the sons of Asher were Imah. Well, one of the answers is because the number 33 connects to the word lag, as in Lag BaOmer, and it represents the connection to the Sefirah of Hod Shebahod, which represents the potential of the potential. It represents the potential energy of the Torah. Verse 17. And the sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Bria and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Bria were Heber and Malkiah. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, and she bore these to Jacob, 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph were born in the land of Egypt, whom Asnath, the daughter of Potipharah, the governor of On, bore to him, Manasseh and Ephraim. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, and Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. Why do you think there's an additional and, A-N-D, connected to the name Rosh, but none of the other names? These were the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. I guess they do count the total children and grandchildren associated with each of the mothers. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali were Yazreel, Guni, Jezer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban had given to his daughter Rachel, and she bore these to Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls coming to Egypt with Jacob, those descended from him, excluding the wives of Jacob's sons, all the souls were 66. And Joseph's sons who were born to him in Egypt, 2 souls, all the souls of the house of Jacob who came to Egypt were 70. If you add up the numbers, you will find that there's only 69 souls. But the Midrash says that Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, but she was in the womb. She was her mother was pregnant at the moment they crossed the border. Does anybody have any questions? Now, normally we've been studying the Perek Shira, but we have a unique day tomorrow, as it is the 25th of December, and our tradition teaches that we do not want to be studying positivity on that day, since that day celebrated as a holiday by the majority of the Western world has caused so much pain and suffering in the Jewish world through the pogroms and everything else associated with that man, that we do not study Torah in the traditional, the normal way. So we will not be having classes tomorrow. In fact, there's only one class today, which is the Sefer Yetzirah class at 11 a.m. West Coast time. The other two classes that we would normally have are during the evening, and it's part of what we consider the 25th of that month of December. So there are things we can study, but I've chosen to read the 6th Aliyah today. Complete our session today. So the sixth Aliyah goes from chapter 46, verse 28, through chapter 47, verse 10. And there are 17 verses. The number 17 connects to good. The word, Hebrew word, tov. But the question that arises in my mind is, we've just described the names of the people going into Egypt, which is a descent. So how do we consider that good? And you know the answer to the question. Everything is good, even the descent, which is going to ultimately allow you to rise to a higher level. Going to Egypt is what built the Jewish nation under pressure, because Egypt means a narrow place. Verse 28. Ve'et Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef lehorot lefanav goshna v'yavu arta goshen. Vayesor Yosef Mirkavto Vayav Likrat Yisrael Aviv Goshna Vayeraylav Vayipol Al Tawarav Vayecha Al Tavarav Od Vayomer Yisrael El Yosef Amuta Apa'am Ahare Roti Et Panecha Kiyot Chachai Vayomer Yosef Elecha Ve'el Beit Aviv Ve'elevi Agida Leparo Vayomra Avi Asher Be'eret Kena'an Ba'u Eilai V'ha'anashim Ro'etom Ki Anshe Mikme Hayu Litzonam Uvkaram Lekol Asher Lachem Heviyu V'chayaki Kra Lachem Paro V'yamar ma ma'aseichem Wa'amartem anshe mikne Hayu avadecha Minu reinu v'yadata Gam anachnu Gam avoteinu ba'avur teishvu Be'eretz Goshen Kiki Toavat Mitzrayim Koro Eton Vayavo Yosef V'yaged Leparo Vayomer Aviv Yachai Betzonam Uvkaram V'kol Asher Lachem La'u Me'eretz Kena'an V'hinam Be'eretz Goshen U'mikzehav Lakach Hamisha Anashim V'yatzigem Lifnei Paro V'yomer Paro Elechav Ma Ma'aseichem V'yomru El Paro Ro'etzon Avadecha Gam Anachnu Gam Avoteinu V'yomru El Paro Lagur Baretz banu ki en mir elatot asher le avadecha ki kaved harav veretz kenan v'yata yoshbuda avadecha veretz goshen vayomer paro el yosef lemor avicha v'yachecha la'u elecha Eretz Mitzrayim lefanecha I b'meitav ha'aretz hoshev et avicha v'et achecha yeshvu be'eretz goshen ve'im yadata v'yesh bam anshe chayil v'shamtam Sare mikne al asher li. V'yave Yosef et Yaakov, avi bayam idehu. Lifne paro vaybarech Yaakov et paro. Vayomer paro el Yaakov kama yemeshene chayecha. Vayomer Yaakov el paro yemei shenei megurai sheloshim umat shana me'at berayim ayu yemei shenei chaye v'lo hisiku et yemei shenei chaye Avotai bimei migurechem, vayevarech Yaakov et paro, vayetze milifnei paro. It's the completion of the Hebrew for the sixth Aliyah. Now for the English translation. Verse 28. He sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to direct him to Goshen, and they came to the land of Goshen. In the Hebrew, the first Goshen is spelled without the nun. It has a hey as an ending. And it's an indication, according to the Midrash, that Jacob sent Judah ahead of everyone else in order to prepare the yeshiva and also to build the mikveh. And Joseph harnessed his chariot, and he went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and he appeared to him, and he fell on his neck, and he wept on his neck for a long time. The Midrash says that this was his vision as he kissed his father and hugged his father. He saw the vision of the long exile that we are presently still in. And Israel said to Joseph, I will die this time, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive. Why would he say, I will die this time? What was he referring to? He was referring to being told that Joseph was dead, or being shown the garments with blood stains. He was referring, I didn't die then, but this time I will die. Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, I will go up and tell Paro, and I will say to him, my brothers and my father's household, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. The men are shepherds, for they were always owners of livestock, and their flocks and their cattle and all they have brought. And if it comes to pass that Pharaoh calls you and asks, what is your occupation? You shall say, your servants have been owners of livestock from our youth until now, both we and our ancestors, so that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, because all shepherds are abhorrent to the Egyptians. Why is the work of a shepherd abhorrent to the Egyptians? Verse 1 of chapter 47. And Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and he said, my father and my brothers and their flocks and their cattle and all that is theirs have come from the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And from among his brothers he took five men, and he presented them before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and our forefathers. And they said to Pharaoh, we have come to sojourn in the land, for your servants' flocks have no pasture, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is open before you. In the best of the land settle your father and your brothers. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know that they are capable men among them, make them livestock officers over what is mine. So Joseph brought his father, Jacob, and stood him before Pharaoh. And Jacob greeted Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, how many are the days of the years of your life? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my sojournings are 130 years. The days of the years of my life have been few and miserable, and they have not reached the days of the years of the lives of my forefathers in the days of their sojournings. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and left Pharaoh's presence. And Hashem counted Jacob's complaint against him and reduced the length of his life. That's according to the Midrash. Does anyone have any questions? Reminding you that our next class is at 11 a.m. It's a class on the Sefer Yetzirah. We're going to be completing class 17, and also studying class 18. The latter two classes, the Deep Zohar and the regular Zohar that we would do normally Thursday night, is canceled due to the holiday in the world that causes so much strife over the centuries, so much pain and suffering into the Jewish world. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, thank you.